Gaskin's failed policies highlighted in DeSantis-Newsom debate. Commentary. In his attempt to illuminate Gavin Newsom's failures as governor of California in a televised debate on November 30, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis zeroed in on Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin's pro-criminal policies, resulting in a catastrophic rise in crime in LA County since Mr. Gaskin took office in 2020. Gavin Newsom has not lifted a finger to rein in Gaskin in LA, Mr. DeSantis said, arguing that the county has collapsed because the district attorney is not enforcing the law. Earlier this month, Mr. Gaskin attended his first debate after announcing he will run for re-election. During the debate, he defended his policies. However, statistics presented during the forum by his opponent Deputy District Attorney Jonathan Hatami told a different story. Hate crimes up over 100% from 2019 to 2023. Jewish hate crimes up 27.6% just this year. Restaurant burglaries up 103% from 2019 to 2023. Retail theft up 123% just this year. Commercial burglaries up 29% this year. Commercial robberies up 19% just this year. Violent crime was also up in Los Angeles County in 2021 and 2022, but dropped slightly this year. They are on an ideological joyride to let people out of prison, Mr. DeSantis said. Gavin's buddy in Los Angeles, Gaskin, he doesn't even prosecute them, he added, continuing that he had heard from people in California who were scared to go shopping for fear of getting mugged. At the debate, Mr. Gaskin denied that his progressive policies have led to an increase in crime since he took office, calling criticism of him fake news, and pointing out that crime is down on average in Los Angeles County in 2023. During the last 3 years of Gaskin, property crimes and violent crimes in LA County have risen according to the Department of Justice, said Mr. Hatami, a vocal opponent of his boss Mr. Gaskin since he was sworn into office. It's a fact. That's even true when many crimes don't even get reported anymore because of Gaskin's blanket no-filing policies and the result of less police, less arrests, less support and a demoralized police force. Furthermore, our felony filing statistics should reflect more filings, not the same as it was in 2019 and 2020, because LA has more crime. The higher crime rate should reflect more felony filings. That is clearly not the case under Gaskin. Don't believe Gaskin's gaslighting and word salad. Gaskin came into the office promising not to charge many crimes and enhancements, and he has done just that. Now, we have more crime in LA, less public safety, an abandonment of victims and a demoralized police force. That is Gaskin's legacy. That is what he calls reforms. It's time to take LA back and vote Gaskin out. Mr. Hatami recently announced he will be on the March 5, 2024 ballot as a candidate for district attorney. The following 12 candidates have filed paperwork with the LA County Registrar to run for district attorney so far. Jonathan Hatami, George Gaskin, Eric Siddle, Maria Ramirez, John McKinney, Nathan Hochman, Jeff Chemerinsky, David Milton, Dan Kapelowitz, Deborah Archuleta, Craig Mitchell, Lloyd Masson. The deadline to complete and turn in nomination papers is December 8. Los Angeles voters will have their say in the March 2024 primary regarding which district attorney candidates will appear on the November ballot.